Thank you. We shall straight away. We shall straight away to go to the book of Daniel, chapter 1. Daniel, chapter 1. Daniel, chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. I will read from verse 8. Daniel chapter 1 from verse 8. Verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. 9. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. 10. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed you meat, your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking and the children which are of your sort? Then shall he make me endanger my head to the king. 11. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, 12. Prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pearls to eat and water to drink. 13. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. 14. So he consented to them in this matter, and took them 10 days. 15. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children that did eat the portion of the king's meat. 16. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pearls. 17. And as for these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. God helping us, we want to look at the title that says, Victory Through the Word.
Amen.
Victory Through the Word.
Amen.
Now, in life, I know for sure that everybody loves victory.
Yes.
All I know is that even if I'm a parent, my son is a drunkard. I can never wish that my son marries another drunkard. I would want my son to marry a good wife.
Yeah.
And the same applies if my daughter is a drunkard. I would never wish that she marries a man who is a drunkard like her. I would wish that my son marries a man who would take her out of her misery. I would love him. As we look at wanting a victory in our lives, the problem is, how do we look for the victory? How do we look for a victory? Now, I was talking to one brother while we were in Portland. And I was given a testimony that there was one young man who went to the army. The young man has joined the army. And you can think yourself, if one joins the army, what is the passion? Is to find yourself using the gun, to find yourself in the war. Now, possibly, you want to see yourself doing what you used to see on TV, running and shooting, you know, and coming out victorious. But you say, when you went to the army, when they arrived, obviously they are welcome and they are given their uniform. And the first thing they gave him, it was a gun. When they gave him a gun, what's amazing is, all you can do, just dismantle the gun and assemble it. Just dismantle and assemble it. And the person who brought them there left them like that. They stayed for many days. All they had to do, you just dismantle the gun and assemble it. And I'm just imagining, for a young man who's passionate about going there and start practicing to be a true soldier, assembling and dismantling and assembling a gun, it is really boring. I would love to think, he says, some who had joined the army with him, they were getting bored of assembling and dismantling the gun. Some ended up leaving their guns aside. But he said he continued to follow the instruction, the word that he was given, assemble and dismantle. He assembled the gun and he dismantled it. That's all he was doing. And by the way, they were told that as you assemble, dismantle, there's no bullet in there. Test it and see when you pull the trigger, how does it respond? And he said it happened that he was at a time now they need to go out to a shooting range. That is where the serious practice starts. He was given his gun. Now they must go to a shooting range. Now, if you understand the shooting range for the soldiers, it's not like a shooting range for someone who's not in the army. It's not a target that is constant. Sometimes you are given moving targets. Sometimes targets come on, you know, on some skewed position. You need to be able to identify and make sure that as you draw your gun, you shoot to kill. And he's saying, when he went there, all he learned is that with the dismantling and assembly, he knew his weapon. He knew exactly that with my weapon, for it to respond, I must shake it twice. For me, for my weapon to respond, if I just draw it and shoot, it will not shoot. He knew exactly how his weapon behaved. And he was able to be successful. He was able to have the victory in his lessons. In the scripture we have read, we learned about Daniel. In verse 8, it says, he purposed in his heart not to defile himself. He determined, he strongly determined not to defile himself. I want us to look at the verse and check. Firstly, they were being given the king's meat. Think about the king's meat. The king just does not eat any food. I've got a brother who is a chef, and he tells me when the president visits at the university where he works, the food they cook, you cook it and you leave it there. There are people who come and test the food. They test it for contamination. They test it for food poisoning. They test it in terms of your cooking. Is it palatable for the president? And the person who comes to test is not a soldier, is also a cook. Is someone who knows how to cook. So that by the time you give the president knows I'm eating food that is fresh. I'm eating food that is palatable. And I'm thinking the king's meat, it was one of the food every young man would want to eat. It was every meal everyone would yearn to have on their table. But it's amazing. Daniel purposed not to defile himself with the food. When you look, you proceed. Daniel rather asked for the wrong food. He said, you rather give us water and vegetable. Pulse is vegetables. Now, if you research, for those who know, what does eating vegetable do? It detoxes your body. It loosens your stomach. If you eat water, it's even worse. You go to the loo often. All I know is that the food that detoxes does not add to your weight. It reduces to your weight. All I know is that most models, when we read, those who want to lose weight, they tend to eat the same food that Daniel was eating, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And by the way, the king wanted them to add weight. He wanted them to look fairer. He wanted them to look good. But instead, Daniel said, rather give us vegetable and water. There is victory in this place. God is in a business this evening to restore. There is a victory of restoration. The way of getting the victory is not what you see. It's what the word of God says. When Daniel did not want to be fat, it was not about the palatability of the food. It was not about what everybody wants. It was about the offering. In the country where they were slaves. These were people who worship idols. I'm just thinking, when I said the Bible doesn't say much with the food, but I'm just thinking maybe it was halal. Maybe the food there was halal. I don't know. The Bible doesn't say. I'm thinking maybe there were some rituals that were done for the king's food so that it can be deemed to be clean. And Daniel knew that it has been dedicated to the wrong God. I cannot eat it. It doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what the dietitians say to the king, but I will not defile myself. When Daniel took the wrong food, he knew that when God is in it, he can turn around the situation. The Bible tells us that after 10 days, when they looked at Daniel, they had gained weight. You start asking yourself, how do they gain weight from vegetables? How do you gain weight when you have or a loose tummy? How do you gain weight? But all we know is that God wants us to trust in his way. God wants us to know that the victory we have, it's in God's way. Our victory today, it's in the word of God. It is not in what people say. It is not in what you understand. It's in the word of God. A lot of things have been said on this table. If God says something and you think it's funny, don't worry about what you think. Yeah. Don't worry about what you understand. Trust in the word of God.
Amen.
The special says there is victory ahead.
Amen.
By faith, there is victory ahead.
Amen.
If you believe Daniel, by honoring the word of God, God stepped in.
Amen.
You know, when we honor the word of God, we do the word of God. You call him for God to stand up.
Yes.
Maybe Daniel was not that learned. Maybe he thought vegetable would make him fat. He missed the point. But let me tell you, when you stand up for God, God stands with you. When you are in the word of God, God stands with you. It doesn't matter the circumstance. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what you are saying. But God is the God of impossibility. He's the God of the victory. You know, it's amazing. If you look in the scripture, I didn't read the earlier verses. They were in captivity. They were chosen to learn the language of the Chaldeans. There were people who were chosen who must be wise, who must be good looking. There were specifics that were done. I'm just thinking maybe an aptitude test was done. Maybe they were taken through some tests. Maybe they were taken through some exercises to see if they qualified. These people were to learn. But the Bible tells us that with these ones, when they were checked, they looked far better.
Amen.
And when they looked far better, if you read, you continue, I like the Bible when it explains. It says, 15, and at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king. If you look at it first, God is qualifying what the king wants. And if you go further on verse 16, it says, verse 17, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning. You can see that God answered their prayer. God gave them more than what Melissa was looking for. Melissa thought maybe the learning will take them to class. Maybe we've got the best professor in the class. Maybe these ones, they have got the best teacher. Learning is not a problem. Let me look up to this. But those who go in the word, according to the word of God, those who trust in the word of God, God solves even the things you don't know.
Amen.
God even solves your future.
Amen.
And it's amazing. The Bible says Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. The king never said, I want someone who understands dreams.
No.
It was not about dreams here.
No.
It was being personal assistance to the king. But God knows what he needed.
Yeah.
He gave him what he needed.
Yeah.
We know that the king dreamed, if you read the scripture.
Yeah.
The king forgot his dream. He could not, he called all the wise people. All, everybody could find to help him. They all failed. And Daniel was the man who was able to interpret things. God solved the puzzle that was not made yet. If there's any manufacturing of puzzle was to be made for you, maybe the company is still under construction. It's being registered today. God solved it for the puzzle that company will do before the company was registered. Because he is the God of impossibility. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. When the problem came, Daniel knew that it's not about me. He told the king, give me time. It's not me, it's God. Because he knew if you stay in the word of God, you are never confused. If you stay in the word of God, it doesn't matter what people say, but you know my God is able. When you read in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, I will read from verse 14 to 16. But continue thou in the things which thou hast heard and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned. The first scripture says continue. Continue, it means keep on doing the same thing. Continue, it means don't change. Do what I've assured you for. Sometimes, babe, when you come across the word of the gospel, things were not going well. God starts making things right. That's an assurance. Sometimes we had problems, we had testimony. The young man has testified, saying he didn't want to leave. He didn't want to go back to Swarakopman. He wanted to remain because he had something. This is an assurance. Here it says, but continue in the things you have been assured of. When it carries on in verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. The scripture. If I understand this particular verse, it is telling us that the scripture are a path to salvation.
Amen.
The scripture are a guidance to salvation.
Amen.
Do you need salvation today?
Yes.
It is right before you.
Amen.
If you follow the scripture, you're sure to get your salvation.
Amen.
I like it, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. In one of the manuals that we have, it says the Bible is the inspired word of God to men. The infallible. You know, when they say something is infallible, it is unable to make a mistake.
Yes.
It is unable to mislead.
Amen.
It is unable to err in any way. It is infallible. In other words, you can test it whichever way. It is unable to make a mistake.
Amen.
And this way we believe that is this the infallible one.
Amen.
In other words, if you trust in this way, you are sure to make your destination.
Amen.
This same way, it's an authoritative rule of faith. It's an authoritative, not a begging rule, not a guiding rule. It's an authoritative. It means it is giving an instruction.
Yes.
You just have to take it.
Amen.
Amen.
This same word, it is a conduct for Christians.
Amen.
Young men, you want to marry? Here is a conduct.
Amen.
Mama, do you have problems at home? Here is a conduct.
Amen.
Are you sick this evening? Here is a conduct.
Amen.
What problem you have? You want restoration? Here is a conduct.
Amen.
This is a conduct for Christians.
Amen.
Not for churchgoers, for Christians.
Amen.
You'll be amazed why we specifically say for Christians.
Amen.
Christians are those who are like Christ.
Amen.
Who want to emulate Christ.
Amen.
There is victory this evening.
Amen.
There is victory.
Amen.
There is victory.
Amen.
Let me tell you, you know, when the devil wants to speak, I've come to learn. When he wants to speak to you to take you out of God's way, it's because he knows there's a blessing right there.
Amen.
He knows the blessing is there. You are about to get your blessing. He starts speaking louder. The devil speaks louder. The devil starts to bring things your way to confuse you. Because he can see you are about to get your blessing. But those who are going to stand this evening, as there's victory away, I am going to persevere. I'm going to look to God and trust in his way. Your victory is here today. Your victory is right here.
Amen.
There was a time I had challenges. When I had challenges, you know, sometimes you think of asking people, looking around. Amazingly, I came across the way. It says the distance between your problem and your solution is between your knee and the ground. Your solution is right your knee and the ground. It means all it takes is just to kneel down. You kneel down, you talk to God. I don't know, are you aware of what you have here? Are you aware of the richness you have in this place? Are you aware? Let me use my mom's words that I say often. My mom would say some children don't know which side their bread is buttered.
Yeah.
A child has got a bread is buttered this way. You know, the best butter that you like is there, but the child is eating the bread from the other side. They say, oh, the bread is too dry. I don't like this bread. Why mom doesn't give me the butter that I want? When in essence, the butter is on the other side. But all it takes is flip the bread around and start enjoying the bread.
Amen.
There is a lot of butter in this place. Can you see it?
Amen.
There is a lot of butter in this place.
Amen.
I don't know if you can see it. Don't forget Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were in captives, their parents were not there possibly.
Yeah.
Because the Bible doesn't talk about their parents. Where they are, they had a right to follow the trend.
Yeah.
As young people, they had every push to fit in. Possibly, you know, they had the same, you know, pressure that we have, you know, with the young people, you know, peer pressure. Possibly they had a peer pressure. They could have just fit in with others, but they knew where their victory is. They knew that it may look gloomy today. It may look like I'm perishing. I may be destroying the will of God. If you stick to the word of God, you'll never go wrong.
Amen.
What does the word of God say? What does it say? John 3, verse 3. Verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born again,
yeah,
he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
You know, when I look at the scripture, I always go through it and say, if you go to the scripture, it first talk about Nicodemus. There was a man of the Pharisee, a ruler. He was a ruler. In verse 3 says, he came to Jesus. He said, how can men do the miracles you do except God be with him?
Yes.
Nicodemus was about the miracles. Analytically, according to my understanding, if we were to analyze, Jesus did not answer the right question. He missed the question.
Yeah.
If we were to analyze, we had all the right to go back to Jesus and say, no, Jesus, listen carefully to the answer, to the question. The question says, how can a man do miracles? Answer the miracles. Jesus had all the right to say, you know what? Miracles are not for young people, are only for us who come from heaven. We are the miracle maker. You can never make it. But because Jesus wanted victory, he wanted to give Nicodemus victory. He said he gave him something that was beyond his ways. Because Jesus can see the heart. Jesus can see your heart this evening.
Amen.
Jesus can see your heart. You may have suffered. You may have gone through the problem. Let me tell you, the fact that you are here today, your problem can never kill you.
Amen.
The fact that you have made it this far, God wants to give you a victory.
Amen.
This is an opportunity.
Amen.
Can you see the victory?
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Can you see the victory?
Yes.
Most of the time, when we come to God, we tend to think, you know, in the book of Philippians, I will not read it, that says, I can do all things through Christ.
Yes.
If you read in King, it says, which strengthened me. It is describing Christ not as a person but as an enabler, as an object that strengthens me. So this Christ is an object which strengthened me, not who strengthened me. Most of the time when we come even to pray, I think my praying a lot will make a difference. Sometimes I'm doing things thinking everything how I will pray here, it will make a difference. I pray that Christ will strengthen us.
Amen.
It is Christ who will guide you here.
Amen.
In the book of Psalms 51, verse 17. Psalms 51, verse 17. As we're going to the end, this is a time for victory.
Amen.
This is time for victory.
Amen.
Psalms 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit,
yeah,
a broken and a contrite heart.
Yeah.
Oh God, thou will not despise.
Yeah.
The sacrifice, give God his sacrifices,
yeah,
you are going to get your victory.
Amen.
The sacrifice, it doesn't say it's too much prayer, a loud prayer, but the sacrifices of God is a broken heart. You know, this evening, may God help me. If your heart is not broken, you rather start to say, God, give me a broken heart. God, give me a broken heart.
If you're not contrite enough, say, God, give me that contrition.
Amen.
So that I can
keep
that. And then in Matthew chapter 5, it says, hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Amen.
It talks about hunger.
Yeah.
I always ask myself, what gives value to food? Is it the beauty of the food? Is it the cook who cooked the food? What gives value to the food? It's hunger.
Yeah.
You can get the best chef
to
cook the food. You put it here. I'm telling you, if we are all full here, we'll walk away.
Yeah.
The food becomes valueless.
Yeah.
The food becomes useless.
Yeah.
But what gives value? I'm telling you, let someone who cannot cook the food here. I'll tell you, the food is not nice, but my brother, when there is hunger, when there is hunger, we'll be fighting for it.
Yeah.
The value of the food is in the hunger.
Yeah.
This is a day to come to God with the hunger for righteousness.
Yeah.
Those who got to come here with the hunger, God, victories ahead.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity.
Yeah.
The altar is open.
Amen.
Victories ahead.
Yeah.
Those who want to come with broken hearts,
yeah.
Those who come with contrition,
yeah.
God is going to answer. May God bless you.
Throw us nearer to thee, to be your sheep. Yes.
To hear your voice.
Amen.
That you have good things for us today.
Yes.
Open our understanding.
Yes.
To do it your way.
Amen.
To do it as you want us to do.
Amen.
To follow you gladly.
Yes.
Save, my God.
Amen.
Sanctify.
Amen.
Baptize.
Yes.
Refresh.
Yes.
Renew.
Amen.
According to Romans 6, my God.
Yes.
The possibility for us.
Yes.
To live for thee.
Yes.
In newness of life.
Yes.
Newness of heart.
Amen.
Is there.
Yes.
In the power of resurrection.
Yes.
To say it is finished.
Yes.
It is finished in the blood.
Yes.
It is finished in your word.
Yes.
But I've made you tell us in Zechariah.
Yes.
That whatever problem.
Yes.
We may call it. We may say you mountain. According to the Spirit of the Lord,
yeah.
Will be brought down. That say the Lord, God of hosts, Father of mercy, say, heal, deliver those who did pray in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.